welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Yep. Okay, hello, welcome to episode 396 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal Sean Orford. How are you, Sean?
I'm fine, just drop something. I'm good. I'm fine.
Everyone's fine. We're all fine. Nothing going on in the UK at all of note. I think since you've written a blog post, and it's about, let me just remind myself, flipping heck, I've got my show notes. The fear of the unknown. I don't know if you wrote that blog post before the announcement or you knew you had foresight of what was coming, but yeah, we're locked down again, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think that really the whole kind of the thing I was picking up on when I was writing that, which I did actually write last night, was about the amount of people that are now, and I'm working with a lot of them, especially people that have their own small business, that are now living in the fear, and now we've. It's that thing that we have of projecting forward and going, oh my God, what's going to happen now? You know, and we did it with the whole Brexit thing about we've got to seal our borders to stop all these illegal immigrants coming in. You know, like we catastrophize all these things. And I was thinking about it and I was listening to Joe Wicks, who is a very positive soul. And he was looking at what can I do to help people again. So he's starting up all his exercise regime and stuff, which is really good. And I love that kind of thing because it's getting people to kind of stay in the positive, be cool, be good. You know, it's which is lovely. And it's something that we're all going to have to do. But I thought maybe we need a few tips here because I'm listening to people and I've been online this morning with people. They're doing the oh my God, and I get that. I mean, luckily the Chancellor has come up with a package today for people in businesses.
Give them some
support. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we're talking about 6 weeks. He's talking about $9,000, you know, to kind of help you through, and you know.
Yeah, I think that's just mentality stuff. But no, I mean, It's all come out pretty fast, this one, hasn't it? We spent the weekend, my wife's a teacher, you know, we had school kids back in school. Well, they were due back today. They had an inset day on the Monday, which recording this on Tuesday, the 5th of Jan. So, you know, we all spent the weekend thinking they've got closed schools. They've got to close schools because the rate of infection is going so high. It's just...
Yeah. You know,
didn't seem like much choice. And then Sunday morning I woke up, Bethan was watching Andrew Marr show and the Prime Minister was on saying how no schools will be open tomorrow or Tuesday or whatever. We're like, what? So, and then sure enough, Monday night, the announcement gets made. Just, you know, we're one of those lucky families. You know, I've got two boys downstairs, right beneath me right now, actually. Who they're not doing any schoolwork as I record this. They're just, I've plonked them in front of YouTube or Netflix or whatever they're watching. I'm sure it's appropriate. And my little lad, Jacob, my youngest one, I kind of braced him for a couple of weeks off school. And he's kind of realized now that looks like six. It's going to be up till half term at least. So he's buzzing with excitement. But yeah, we're one of the lucky families that you know, I can work from. I am working from home anyway. I can juggle stuff. There'll be a bit of a fast, but nothing too stressful. My wife's.
One of the things that amazing is that you just said, and it'll be up to half term at least. Mm. And it's like that to me is a good indication that we as a society are starting to dig into this idea that actually this is long term now. You know, it's not if we get up to half, it's like at least half term, and then we're going to look at it. You know?
Yeah. Well.
The week of half term, we were due to go away for my birthday, and it looks like that won't be able to go ahead now because of the lockdown, you know.
Yeah.
And that it's kind of okay as long as we're not if we're projecting forward negatively and doing the oh my God, mm-hmm. yeah, it's like when I talk to some of the medics I'm working with, some of the hospitals got 96% occupancy. And that they were talking about the spike that was going to happen second, third week in January, mm-hmm. Which has already gone beyond what they were expecting now. So we don't know what's going to happen towards the end of January, which is why everyone's in a panic. Yeah. But whatever happens, we're going to get through it. We're going to survive. We'll open up the Nightingales. We'll do all kinds of things make it happen.
I've just had a knock at the door. Do you want 2 seconds, buddy?
Go on. Are you the parcel man? It's interesting. Now, this could become my own podcast at this point, couldn't it? Now that we've got rid of the other half, because he's had to go to the door. I guess what the kind of thing I'm working with, if you're listening to this, are the people who are so worried about what's going to happen next and so anxious about what's going to happen next. And the thing that I want to say to everybody is human consciousness is a really creative tool. And if we use it positively, we can solve any of these problems. I'll be just having a little chat with people while you were away.
Very good. What did I miss? What did I miss?
It would have changed your life if you'd been there. You'd have to watch it back now, wouldn't
you? I definitely will watch and listen back to it. Delivery. Hey, but I guess that's one of the things that's changed since the initial lockdown back in March, which was a different state of play, you know, because, well, the sun was shining and spring was upon us. But yeah, I mean, Amazon did and other firms did deliver things a year ago, but the logistics of planet Earth have changed a lot, haven't they, in the last 9 or 10 months, and we're a bit better prepared. Time round, I hope.
Yeah, I think we are. I hope we are.
Yeah.
I'm message central here. I've got stuff coming in left, right, and centre. And there's one thing about being online. I've got a setup here with 4 screens going. It does get a bit kind of mad, you know.
Yeah. So, well, what I mean, it's all hot off the press, the news in the UK, and it's all. I kind of want to go for a little walk around my local streets and just kind of. After this, just to see what the roads are like and just kind of gauge how quiet it is out there, you know, not just because I'm obsessed with like quiet and healthy streets, but just to kind of get a feel.
But you can only go out, you're only allowed out of your house if you're going out for exercise.
Well, it will be. I've got to stretch.
So there's no strolling. You've got to get those kids moving and get some
exercise. Get the heart rate up. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it, you know, 9 months ago when we all locked ourselves away, it was quite a unique experience, wasn't it? And you could hear the birds tweeting in the there were no planes flying. It sounds kind of similar now, but there is a bit more of a distant buzz about, you know, with cars going around and vans. But it's going to be fascinating to see how things go. But what's the initial reading from a psychotherapist? How are all your clients and people you work with getting on?
There are the people that are becoming much more kind of okay with things and accepting of things and realizing that we've got to get through it, you know, whatever, so hunker down, through to the people that are in straight panic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that whole idea of, you know, we create the world, we're creating our own experience in the future, but it's like, okay, if people are in panic, so I've been looking around, I've got a resource here for people to use, and I've plundered a bit of the resource to in what we're looking at here. But it's like, rather than being the victim of this, let's take control of it. Let's do something about it. Let's make it different. Yeah. So I've got these different points. Shall I go through my points?
Yeah, go on. Let's talk through them.
Okay. Now, the first one is normalizing uncertainty. Yeah. Uncertainty is only uncertain because we worry about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once we start to realize that everybody's in the same boat and it's actually normal, what we're experiencing isn't uncertainty of the future, it's the normality of the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone's in the same boat. It's hard to find anybody who isn't going, oh my God, if you see what's happening. Yeah. We're all doing the same thing. It's normal.
Yeah. So, I'm not much of a history buff actually, but you know, I know enough to know that, you know, the period of relative kind of stability on planet Earth, which is, let's say, it's lasted since the end of World War II. I know there's been a few ups and downs and blips, but you know, It's been quite a stable time and quite a time of kind of growth, I guess you would call it, certainly economic growth. But that little 60, 70-year blip is just a fraction of like human time, isn't it? And it's, you know, an even smaller blip in like planet Earth's history. So, I like that idea of normalizing the fact that things are always in a state of flux and change, and that we got a bit too cozy. I'm not wishing ill on anyone, or I'm not enjoying this moment, but I am amazed by it and fascinated by it, because things are always going up and down, and things always change, don't they?
But the vast majority of people that are listening to this or have access to this kind of stuff have somewhere to live. They have a level of warmth and a level of food, and they got clothes, you know, and if you got heating, you got lighting. You know, yes, things may be tough. There may be tough times ahead, but actually we're okay. You know, I think when it's cold in here and, you know, you're getting the heating on and stuff like that, and I'm thinking there's people out there living on the street, you know. I'm so grateful that I'm not out there and I'm in here. And I'm thinking, do I need to go and get those people and bring them in? You know, so should we all do that? If we all brought one person in, you know, we'd get them off the street, get them warm, get them clean, get them fed, you know. But it's like we can create that feeling of uncertainty, but actually we're all right. There's nothing to worry about. Yeah, because whatever happens, we will deal with it. Yeah, we may have rather eccentric leaders, we may at times think, I don't know what the hell they're doing, but whatever they are doing and however they're doing it, it's working out, it's happening. It may not happen in the time we want it to and all that kind of stuff, but it's okay. We are all right.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the bit that needs to be, we have to kind of normalize that. Yeah, and the fact that people around us are going to be a bit, that's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. For the people that are kind of going a bit, it's important to be aware and observe those feelings. That's the second point on your list, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So rather than just letting your feelings run off, actually observe your feelings, then you can look at them and think, yeah, that's okay. It's okay to be feeling that and not to get it. It's the thing about sitting on the bank and watching the emotional river go by without getting in the water and getting wet.
Yeah.
You can observe your feelings. Once you jump in the water, you get washed away. And then it all becomes a catastrophe then, you know, to stay on the bank. It's okay. It's okay to feel uncertain. It's okay to feel anxious. Yeah. Just talk about it, share it.
Yeah. If you are in the water, you can just gently swim to the side, to the nearest bank, grab onto a log or something like that. Yeah.
And I guess the thing is that if we see people that are in the water and they're struggling a bit, maybe you can kind of reach out and pull them on shore, dry them off, get them to calm down a bit, you know, look after each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Three is make a list of things that you need to be in control of and make a plan. So have you got a plan, or have you, you're all right as you are?
Well, I've been working on it's not exactly like New Year's resolutions, but I've been kind of working out what I need to get done. And planning it out, and then looking at, okay, if I am locked down and I can't go out and do some things, how can I use the time that I have got effectively, and take control of things around me, you know, rather than letting them control me. And very often that means communicating with people. You know, I guess for some people, if things are financially tough at the moment, the thing you've got to do is communicate with the people that you have the financial issues with.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't pay your mortgage this month, talk to the mortgage provider, because everyone's geared up for it. You know, it's not going to be like you're some weirdo coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to be another one in the list that they need to help and work with.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing is if you don't say anything.
It's not something we did actually. Thankfully we were able to keep on going with all that stuff. But I had a friend who was concerned about his mortgage payments, and he kind of went on the website or phoned them up, and his mortgage provider, I think it was Halifax, they just put a 3-month hold on mortgage payments, you know, no questions asked.
Yes.
You didn't have to fill any forms. It was just like, given the circumstances, I'm not sure if that's still going. I wouldn't be surprised if it was all ready to go again.
Because we're going back into this lockdown. But that's true of anything. You know, if you've got credit card problems, if you've got car payment problems, whatever it is, don't sit on it and don't take control of it. Make a list of things, then make a plan, do something about it. You know? And that reduces the uncertainty, it reduces the stress and the anxiety. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah. I'm saying sell your car.
I missed that last bit.
sell your car.
If you can find anybody who will buy it, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's help out there. And I guess there's a kind of stubbornness, isn't there, and embarrassment about going to your mortgage provider or admitting that you, even in crazy times like this, because you know, we're supposed to keep those commitments up, aren't we? And it's kind of part of, maybe that's a male, masculine thing to keep you keep going at all costs. But yeah, it's all right to say, it's all right to say you need a bit of help every now and again, isn't it?
Yeah, and the fact that we're all in the same boat means that when you ring your provider of whatever, you just be one of lots of people. You're not like an oddity, you know. So the next one on the list is make a list of the things that you can't control, and then you've got to make a plan around that. And I suppose one of the classics would be how many people this morning have children at home? No control over that. It's like if all the schools shut, what are you going to do? So it's looking at the things that you can't control, and then maybe just trying to just go through it and think about things that could happen. Like someone could have said, hey, if we go into lockdown, you know, you could end up with your kids at home. I know it happened a bit sudden, but on that basis, it's like you need to think about the things that could happen that you don't have control over. And then what are you going to do? How are you going to do that? Mm. Yeah. And that might even be that you need to just cast your mind around your family and think if you have got older people in the family that might get the virus or they might need to be, you know, looked after for in some way. You know, how do you work that in as a family? The plan isn't necessarily just you, is it? You know, because one of the things is that if you've got a family and because we can look after kids, you might take it in turns in being the kindergarten looker after kind of thing. You know,
well, yeah, my grandma, bless her, 92, I think she is now. She's had her first jab before Christmas, like the week before.
Right.
So I'm not sure when she's due to get the second one, but she'll be good to go soon. So I'll be able to offload the kids onto my 92-year-old grandma. she'll be loving it. She would absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Good times are coming, hey, not far off, I hope.
Yeah. So next one on my list is, how about we get into a bit of positive and actually acknowledge how far we've come? Because we've been through this before, you know, and we learned through that. You know, sometimes if we look back on our experience of the previous lockdown, we might think, you know, that didn't work and that was crap and whatever. But we need to take that learning and actually make this one different, you know, and give ourselves a bit of credit. We all survived the last one.
Well,
which means we must be we must be pretty good, you know. We've done it once. We can do it again.
We can. Yeah, I think it was. I can't remember the timelines for the last one, but I think it did start out as like a 6-week thing, and then it was extended to 12 weeks. So maybe that's going to happen again. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how the numbers pan out and what have you, but.
It wouldn't surprise me. It just depends on how quickly we can grab hold of this variant. I mean, at a point where we've got in some of our medical facilities already 96% occupancy, you know, things are under pressure. They are under pressure. And it's going to get pretty hairy in some areas. But that's why we started creating the nightingales, which we're not using yet. Mm. You know, they're there to be used. So we do have a lot of backup.
Yep.
You know? There are people that I know who have retired from the NHS who are going back in as volunteers to help. And I think that kind of thing may become more common because the biggest stress on the NHS is going to be manpower.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's getting enough bodies on the ground to do the work. You know?
I saw a shout out online yesterday for volunteers to get stuck in with St. John's Ambulance, I think it was. And again, I'm sure there'll be... I mean, there was a really big volunteer push, wasn't there, in the last lockdown? So I assume there's a big database of people already. I'm not sure what jobs they'll be given and what needs to be done. So we're just trying to stay at home, aren't we? We're just trying to do nothing. So maybe it's just maybe some kind of system of, you know, phone calls for people keeping in touch, because there'll be a lot of loneliness building up again, won't there?
Well, there are a lot of things like that developing that are there for people. The kind of thing that it would be useful to stick up on the site. Have I got it here?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to find it. There's a hub that's being developed that has those local services on wherever you're living. And someone's developing that as an app. I'll hook that out so that we can stick it up on the notes.
Cool.
But, yeah.
Very good. Where are we on your list then? Use therapy if needed.
And my next one is use therapy if you need it. And by that, I don't mean necessarily traditional going to talk to someone like me, but it's like, it's therapeutic to talk to people. You know, talking is therapy. You know, a problem shared is a problem halved. And it's like, don't moan about things. Talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, find positive solutions to things. If you're struggling with something, talk to somebody. You know, if you're at home and you're thinking, oh, I'd really like to make an apple strudel and I've got the gear here, but I don't know how to do it. Talk to somebody, find out how to do it. You know, and it's that kind of thing that therapeutic input isn't necessarily traditional. There are lots of kind of lay therapists that are out there helping people.
Yeah, and therapy can take all sorts of forms, can't it? Because for me, you know, it's getting out for a walk or a bike ride.
Yeah.
It can be some for you. It's probably getting in the kitchen and doing a bit of cooking.
Yeah, making some bread, meditating, playing a bit of music. I like doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
But also getting out and doing a bike ride or a walk.
Yeah. And for me, I'm getting right back into gaming after a few years hiatus, really, while the kids were younger. But over Christmas, we've kind of been bombarded with new games for the Switch and for PS4, PlayStation.
Yeah.
So gaming is like a real outlet for me to kind of just switch off from the world. And I've got one of my resource of the week is a game that we've been getting into as a family, actually. So I know gaming is often seen as like a weird kind of culture that doesn't isn't worthy of the status of like cinema or books, but gaming is amazing, you know, and there's some incredible games of all different types that can really kind of take you anywhere you want to be.
And I think anything that stops people ruminating on the negative is a positive. So whether it's reading a book, having a magazine, going for a walk, whatever it is, do things that lift the mood, make us feel positive. And if you get a good buzz off playing a game, play more games.
All right. And what's the last point then about writing out a creative image of how you would like your future to be?
I can see a little face behind you there.
Hey. Yeah, they're getting itchy and we better wrap things up.
yeah, we're wrapping things up here. No, I mean, to me, that's like, we're going to come out the other side of this. How do we want to be when we come out the other side? Rather than focus on the negative being in it, let's look at the light at the end of the tunnel and plan for that. You know, what are we going to do when this is over? Yeah, because it will be over. We're going to get through it. It's going to be good.
And I think it'll be a different world we all kind of are released back into, won't it, in one way or another. It's a different world. The world is different now than it was 9 months ago, but it's different than it was yesterday because it's always changing, right?
Yeah. And if we can stay positive, we will change positively for the future. That's the key.
Yes. Yeah. What's your resource? Okay.
Well, my resource is a lengthy article about living with uncertainty, which kind of builds on this kind of stuff I've been talking about here, which is good. The other thing I'll do is I'll put up that hub. I'll send you the link for that. Which if you need anything, you go on it and it gives you a list of everything that's going on around you.
Cool.
That you can hook into, wherever you are in the country. Yeah.
Brilliant. I'm going to link to a game called Animal Crossing, which is a Nintendo game, which the latest version is out on the Switch, the Nintendo Switch. But I think there are versions that you can get for the DS and all the previous consoles, if you've got one in your loft or someone lying around. But it's a game it's not often that my wife gets into games. In fact, it's extremely rare. But finally, we found a game that you play it on your own, but it's just a really beautiful, simple little game. You start on this little island. You're in a little creature. You can kind of set what you look like, and then you've got to build up a little house. You've got to do a bit of digging. You've got to find materials to build things, get to know the other inhabitants on your island. It's like completely, you know, it's not a beat 'em up or a shoot 'em up. It's just really kind of simple but beautiful game.
But if this is Animal Crossing, does that mean you've got to get off the island?
Well, you don't have to, but you can do. I'm quite early on in it, so I'm being encouraged to kind of take a plane to other islands and find other fruits and stuff like that and things to bring back.
And what animal are you?
Well, at the moment, I'm just a version of me. I'm a little human, but I think there's a parrot and some kind of weird little gecko living on the island with me at the moment. But yeah, just look it up. It's a mad sounding game. It's proper. It's got like its own subculture. It's a really famous game that people that get into it get a little bit obsessed with it. But it doesn't suck you in for like too long. You can only do so much every day, and then you have to put the system down and then come back tomorrow when things are ready. So again, it doesn't suck you in for 6 hours a day. You'll play for an hour and then or maybe two. And then you've done enough and you come back the next day to see what's changed. It's really cool. Yeah, yeah.
Have a look. Cool. Yeah. Okay.
All right, cool. We're all done.
Yeah. Yeah, keep smiling. And let's be positive for the new year and this lovely world ahead once we get to the other side of this madness.
Well said. Yeah, I agree. It's going to be fun, fascinating, as ever. All right, Sean, that's good to chat to you.
You take care.
See you soon. See you now. See ya. Bye.